I'm joined here by Jack McSharry of Killybegs centre forward. Jack, your team were victorious by 113 to 7 points. A tight first half, but you really got a stranglehold of the game in the second half.
First half we were poor, to be honest. We probably were listening to a bit of praise that we got from the last two performances and went away from what we were doing. But second half we came out, we got organised at half time and came out and started moving the ball faster, and things went our way then, and good one.
Yeah, Mulford had plenty of bodies back in defence in the first half. Now, you did get through for chances, but maybe the shot execution wasn't quite where you want to be. I think you had five or six wides in that first half.
No, Mulford, to be fair to them, they're well organised. They did a lot of men back and they were physical, and we kind of took the ball into the wrong areas. And, you know, that caused us a lot of bother. Found it very hard to get good shots away. We got some pot shots, but, you know, that's not what we want. But now, second half, you know, we just tipped away and the game opened up, and we're happy now.
Yeah, I suppose we've seen it in the modern game where kickouts become so important, and you just seem to be able to get on the brakes for Mulford, and you didn't let them get out easily. And I think it was 6 points on the trot in that second half, which was massive in the...
Yeah, we got our press sorted in the kickout first half. They got out, and to be fair, their keeper got a lot of good kickouts away. Second half, we kind of got to grips with the press and made them go long, and we won a lot of breaks and broke hard, but we also didn't force it. Like, we got the ball and we worked a good score, and so we're happy with that.
And a good day out for yourself, 1-4 to your name, you'll take that?
I had to start scoring eventually. Last two games, I got nothing, but now happy out. Hey, you know, everyone's going to get, like, we've six good forwards there, everyone's going to do well, and it's happy out day.
Yeah, so that gives you two wins from three games. I suppose we'll wait to see the draw tomorrow. Now, you know, I'm sure your team will be buzzing trying to get to next weekend and trying to get that quarter final spot.
We're not looking past next weekend. We have to get the win next weekend, and that's so important to us. And after that, if we're in a quarter final, wherever we are, we'll think of then. But next weekend's huge for us.